Hey guys, I'm Basha.
What's up? It's the Stella Star chilling here with T-Mill at HotCandy.com.
Your hot candy treat of the month.
Hey guys, it's Mosty.
Hi, this is Jasmine Crofton from Southside of Chicago. You can check out my website at jazzcrofton.com. JazzCrofton.com. And I'm chilling with T-Mill at HotCandy.com. My mother is Italian, German, and Irish. My father is African American and Creole. Like a lot of people say, they're Creole and they're not really Creole, but my grandmother's mother is 100% Creole. So, the long gray braid and the gray eyes, all of it. So, yeah, I'm a big melting pot of everything. Well, actually, we're a family of majority girls. Girls dominated my family. I have one older brother who, he's not really as crazy overprotective. I think the sisters are more overprotective of him than he is of us. And my younger brothers are adorable. They just, they're Team Jasmine all the way. So they're not necessarily too much on, I'm going to kick your butt if you mess with my sister. They're just, that's my sister. And she's a step. So if you're not paying, pay attention to her. Most embarrassing moment of my life. I've had several embarrassing moments, but I'm not sure they're embarrassing. I laugh at myself, so they're not always that bad. I think my most embarrassing moment was in fifth grade. I started my cycle, actually, and my little sister went and told the entire school. We're outside. You know how outside of elementary schools they have their crossing guards at the corners and everything? My sister waited to get out on the other side of the street to yell out to everybody because she knew I couldn't catch up to her because she was already so far down the street. And then by the time I caught up to her, she was going to be in the safety of her teacher. So, But when we got home, I sure told my daddy. I was like, Daddy, what I did, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah.
Wow. Oh,
like,
man.
To embarrass me sometimes, but it's all right. I still love him. We were really close. We were really close family. We did have our arguments every now and then, mostly because somebody was touching somebody's clothes or something like that. clothing was the big part of our arguments because I didn't like my sister touching my clothes. But that's with every big sister in the family. They always, like, don't touch the clothes. But other than that, we were always, like, I'm really protective of my sisters. I used to think I was bad, but when I was in elementary school and middle school, and I was like, you don't touch my sisters. If you touch my sisters, you don't have to see me. I was a rebel, but I was really protective of my sisters. Like, they are my heart. They come first. Partially the reason why I worked so hard on my modeling, like, being successful is important to me so that I can provide for them and be an influence for them. So I feel like education is something that everybody needs to take advantage of, and there's no reason or excuse why, because, I mean, it really doesn't take that long to get out of school. I mean, it seems long while you're in it, but it flies by so quickly. Like, I can't believe I'm a sophomore in college already. Like, I feel like I was in a freshman in high school, like, yesterday, and it flew by, and it's definitely going to be well worth the time and the effort that I put into it. And so I stress that with my little sisters, and sometimes they don't like to go to school, they don't want to get up, and I tell them, well, if you're not going to help yourself, I'm not going to help you. If you don't want to go get a good education, don't look at me when I get my degrees, and I have what I want, and I'm able to buy what I want and go where I want, and say, oh, Jasmine, can I come with you? No, you have to get your education first, because if you get your education, you can do everything that I'm doing, plus more. So that's why I feel like it's important. Important to me personally, because, like, just from family experiences, I mean, my parents, neither of them got to the college level. You know, my father was the typical black man in Chicago who, you know, didn't make it out of high school because of the street life. And watching my family struggle because they were always being judged off of how much they knew or who they were or what they looked like, it's important to get the education so that you can have some type of power. And education is power. We all know that education is power, because if there's somebody else that knows more than you, they're going to have an advantage. My family has a name for themselves. I've been called by some police a couple times. They're, oh, you're so-and-so's daughter. Yeah. He has a name for himself, kind of, sort of. But, I mean, it does have benefits, and then there's a lot of disadvantages that come with that because as far as the law, like, I'm always being looked at differently because of that. But then again, as far as high school or kids messing with me or whatever, I never had to worry about any of that because they are, did you know who, you know, her daddy? You seen her daddy yet? Oh. So, all right. And I'm a daddy's girl. So, well, unlike most family homes, I grew up with my father and not my mother. So most people, you know, they have the single family homes growing up with their mother. So the mother's always stressing it. That was different in my house. So it was my father stressing it because he had custody of me and a few of my sisters. And it was important for us to get our education and to do everything we need to do because he didn't want us to struggle. And especially my grandmother, my father's mother, me getting my education was so important to her. She used to bring me to her church. Did y'all know my grandbaby did this? And so that was another reason why I worked so hard in school, because I liked that my parents showed me off. Like, that's important. I feel like parents, they need to let their children know that they're proud of them, that they like what they're doing, and encourage them to keep doing better. If the parents aren't encouraging them, they feel like they, you know, they're doing all this work for nothing. Nobody cares. But that wasn't the case in my household. My parents made sure that I knew that they were proud of me, that they wanted me to keep pushing. And so that definitely led me in the right direction.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Previously on Basketball Wives.
Previously on The Real Housewives.
Previously on Love and Hip Hop.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I feel like majority of these shows, if not all of them, are scripted. I don't think that any of them really act like that to that extent in real life. And if they do, I'm sorry for them. But I feel like the people that are watching these shows should understand that it's television and that they need to distinguish between television fantasy world with real life, with reality. I don't, just because it's reality TV doesn't necessarily mean it's real. That's what they put on there to make you watch it.
Right.
So I don't necessarily agree with that. And then again, I mean, for those, I mean, majority of people don't live like that. Like, everybody is not a basketball wife or a housewife or married or in a relationship with a hip hop artist or whatever. So those lives don't necessarily pertain to us. And so you shouldn't base your life or change anything in our lives because of that, because it's not realistic for everybody's life. Also, as far as music videos and stuff, I mean, a lot of them are showing, you know, what's really out in the streets or whatever. There are videos that portray women beautifully, and then there's others that portray them as well, .. And that's because I mean, there's all types of women out there. So, I mean, we all know that sex sells, and that bajillion videos out there with women portraying some type of sexual blah, blah, blah. That's just how it is. And, you know, they're always saying that music videos are influencing our youth and all this other stuff. But that's how they feel. I mean, tell the kids to turn the TV off or something. It's not, I mean, everybody has free will. They have the right, and everybody knows right from wrong. So they have the choice and to decide whether or not they're going to do right or do wrong. Parents, they bring their kids up. That's their responsibility. You don't want your kids to look like they, like the girls in the videos, then bring them up to know better than that. That's as simple as that. You shouldn't go blaming the media all the time because of entertainment. Like, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to entertain. And if that means that the women are going to be portrayed as .., then that's just what they're going to do. That's their world. So that's how I feel about that. I've gotten a bajillion messages from young girls who are asking me about modeling, who ask me personal questions, and I'm always open to answering them. So, I mean, even they can even find me on Facebook at Jazz McCrofton. And, I mean, if they don't have anybody else, then definitely you can inbox me anytime, and I would answer questions because, unlike most girls my age, I mean, we all go through different life stories, but I feel like I'm the Lifetime movie channel in one person, to be honest. I've experienced enough at 19 years old that I have advice on way more subjects than people in their 30s do, just because they were more privileged in other areas than I was. So, I mean, I definitely feel like they just need that support system. They need somebody to talk to and somebody that's going to let them know that their decisions that they make now, like, they may not have been the best ones, but they can recover from them, you know? Everything happens for a reason, so you shouldn't go around feeling down or whatever because of things that have happened in your life, because everybody knows if you go through hell now, it's going to get brighter at the end, because people that are given everything at once, you know, they're not truly virtuous. Like, they're not going to get anything out of it in life. They're going to be stuck and be happy with this for now, but later on in life, they're going to be lonely with a bajillion cats in their house or some craziness. like me, like, I feel like I had those questions. I just had to sit down and say, God, why is this happening to me? Why is this going on? And then once you realize that everything happens for a reason, that there's something better that's going to come for you, then nothing else seems as bad anymore. Then when you realize there's other people out there with worse situations, there's no other, like, you feel better. Like, once I realized that there were people out there were way worse than me, that people in Africa were way worse than me, that people in Islam were way worse than me, what I went through, it just seems like it was nothing compared to that. So, I mean, there's always
definitely
somebody going
on that.
Worse. But this is, I mean, it's a serious topic just because I have so many younger sisters and I have to explain stuff like this to them all the time. Like, my sisters, they feel like they want to go get tatted up. I have a younger sister that was pregnant at one point, and for young girls that get pregnant early and feel like they have to do certain things in order to make it or whatever, like, that's not necessary. However, if the family is not supportive, like, everybody needs that support system. Having that is very important.